stupid, ignorant, son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rounding out your weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4, you're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative.
Certainly is, Josh.
Bit of a mad panic to get in here, Zach.
There's bit of a thunder rumble when we first started up the microphones. I don't know if everyone else picked that up.
No.
Well, probably. You would have if you had your windows open, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, and shame on you because
we didn't have some impressive weather seals on those windows while they were closed.
Well, Zach, we've got sinkholes going on over there in Fraser Island.
Oh, nice.
Swollen up.
They're going to take dingoes down.
Oh yeah. Well, if not dingoes, a bloody couple of camper vans, a caravan, a car.
Hello. Do not feed the sinkholes.
The whole earth is just swallowing itself up. So nightmare situation.
And
be panicked.
Apparently, Aussie slang helps fight depression, Josh.
Oh, great.
Tell that to a couple of commuters on public transport recently.
Well, Zach, I tell you, someone is not listening. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in. You're listening to the Josh and Zach Show. Someone who isn't listening, bloody Chris Brown.
Oh.
He's been barred from Australia.
I've heard.
Visa revoked.
It's about time.
Poor guy. And, well, if you... I mean, it's not going to be good for ticket sales.
I think it's because they worry he'll catch public transport over here.
I mean, it is a Josh and Zach Show. Stick around because we've got tons of stuff to talk about. That plus a great game. It's called the Game of Thrones. You're listening to Josh and Zach. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197. It's a Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, oh, I mean,
what's I had thing? A handful of shapes then.
Had to do with a mad scuff.
I know. I looked at your hand go for the board, stared at my hand full of snacks, looked back at you, back at the snacks, threw them in the box.
You thought something's going to have to give. It's going to have to be the shapes. Zach, like we said, nightmare situation out there, storm.
Mm.
So
don't worry, we're safe.
Yeah, don't
we
worry.
We do have a roof.
Don't worry, we're perfectly fine here within the studio, within the compound, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Yeah,
is that,
it's coming through the microphones.
That is a severe
it's
weather.
Not, yeah, this isn't static. This is rain because our roof is so paper thin.
Yes.
That it comes through the studio.
Are we saying send help?
Look, it's not up to us.
I'll be honest, Zach. I was a bit nervous going into the River Fire chat because usually you and I, neither one of us went to the River Fire.
No, of course not.
And sometimes, and people have probably heard it here on the show a number of times, where we start talking about something and it falls flat and nothing really becomes of it. So for that, Zach, I have made this. This is designed that if ever times we get into a topic, and neither of us have any idea what we're talking about, which is a lot of times, believe it or not, towards
majority.
The tail end of the show where we're basically scrambling for anything to talk about. I've got this to play. So thankfully, we didn't have to use it this time. But in case of emergencies in future, things aren't going well, I'll just play this.
Warning, warning, this bit is going nowhere. Shut the bit down.
This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system.
So what do you reckon about that?
Yeah, no, I think that'll help out.
Anyway, you listen to the Josh and Zach Show. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative. Darwin with dessert. Stick around. Tons more to talk about straight after this. What you gonna do with that dessert? Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative amidst one of the worst storms we've ever seen here in our broadcasting career. Zach, what do you reckon?
Well, we've not seen many storms, so...
Zach, something that happened last week on last week's show, and you can hear it on the Josh and Zachary Show Snippets podcast, available on iTunes and podbay.com. was we trialed something called keeping the conversation going. So in this instance, or in last week's instance, it was Malcolm Turnbull becoming in office.
Yes.
Tony Abbott getting the flick. So we played a little game called Can You Keep the Conversation Going if you jumped in an Uber or a taxi cab, Zach. I think your preference was a...
Tow truck.
A tow truck after you've totaled your car.
Well, Josh, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it properly, aren't you?
That's exactly right, Zach. So the big news this week, I'd like to give this... another go, because what happened was you seemed to know a fair bit about politics. I was throwing terminology at you and you were just kind of hitting them straight back at me, to the point where
like Australian hero Don Bradman. I was
exactly yeah. I mean,
God rest his soul,
exactly,
obviously.
But you were saying but you were basically smashing them back towards me, making me look like the fool,
hitting them for sixes just like Don Bradman
right out of the MCG. But this week, Zach, the big news story is our beloved Brisbane Broncos.
Correct.
Made himself into the finals. 4th of October, as I'll be playing the Cowboys.
Hey, so hello.
Maybe we'll bang, come bang. Out the premiers.
Get our lassos out. Hog time.
So, Zach, do you want to give us another go? What kind of vehicle would you like to jump in this time to try to keep the conversation afloat?
Okay.
Cab's always good.
Okay, yeah, no, we'll go a cab then.
Go old school, we'll go to a cab, not an Uber, not the new Ubers.
Yep.
I'll be the cab driver, and all you got to do, Zach, is just keep the conversation going so you don't look like a fool in front of the cab driver.
Yeah, so I know nothing about football.
Absolutely nothing about
football. And that's true.
So
never watched the game.
Would you like to kick it off with this?
It's time for Zach Casey to keep that conversation afloat.
Just to Brunswick Street in the Valley. Thanks.
Brunswick Street in the Valley, of course, mate. What, are you coming back from the big game, eh? The grand semi-final?
Yeah. Bloody hooter of a game,
oh,
that one
wasn't
was.
Wasn't it, though? Yeah, the bloody Broncos. Who were they playing again? You are a fan of the Broncos, of course, aren't you?
Yeah, no, yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was just making sure, otherwise I'll be turning this bloody car around. Dropping you back off at the stadium.
No need to do that. Big fan.
No, the captain's really taken the reins of this team and gone for it. Who the captain, of course, being?
Alfie Langer.
In the past, anyway.
You are talking about current.
Current,
I didn't know you were talking about the current.
That's fine. I actually kind of would like to move on in this conversation. Yeah, let's not talk about the captain that we both obviously know the name of.
Yep.
Bloody hell, bit of a controversy in that scrum, wouldn't you agree? towards the end half. What did you think about that?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
You didn't think there was
a
controversy?
No, I didn't think it was a controversy at all. I think it was all fair play.
Yeah, points were revoked against our Broncos, and you seem to think that's perfectly fine, is it?
You know, if you do the crime, you do the time.
Oh, mate, I mean, you've hit the nail on the head in that regard. The big game coming up, of course, October 4th.
Cancelled that in my calendar.
Yeah, of course you would. You would be in a Broncos supporter. Who were they playing?
Cowboys, I think it was.
Yeah, nah. They came off really well in their last game. How many points ahead was it?
At least a couple.
Yeah, of course it was. This looks like your stop, mate. I mean, I would like to... Mm. Why don't we just... how about we just do a rendition of the Broncos song?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I've got it actually here in my CD player, so let's just give this a... sing along with it, mate.
Let's go the Broncos. Going all the way. Broncos!
Mate, you have absolutely no idea about football, do you?
I don't.
It's a Josh and Zach show.
Want more of the good stuff? Stick around, the music starts again in 60 seconds. You're listening to the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197.
Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative.
Certainly is.
Raining down.
It is. Do not be fooled.
Zach, I'm just reading the story about Robert De Niro.
Oh, what's he got up to?
Well, he got up all right.
He's banned from Australia as well now.
No, he hasn't pulled a Chris Brown yet. He's only in his 70s.
Yeah.
No, he jumped up halfway through an interview and just went, no, not for me, and just took off.
Really?
Apparently the interview...
We've had guests do that.
Yeah, more often than not. But no, he said, look, I've had enough of this, and got up and took off. Apparently the interviewer was being a bit rude.
Oh, hello.
One would have thought.
Mr. De Niro.
Mr. De Niro himself, acting royalty, Emmy Award winning, maybe Oscar Award winning, Robert De Niro.
Well, why did he walk out? That's
like I said, he was just, the interviewer was being a bit rude.
Well, how?
He said it was a very negative experience. I honestly don't have a lot of information about it, though, but okay. I do have a link to the audio. Maybe we'll listen to it and see if there's any clues as to what actually happened.
Probably be the best course of action.
Let's have a listen.
Okay, check. That mic is definitely working. All right, everyone, who are we interviewing today? Robert De Niro. Never heard of him. What's this thing doing in his chair?
That's Rob, sir.
You're kidding me. Hi, Bob. Sorry, I thought someone was storing a corpse in your chair. I could have used it for an interview question, you know, break the ice. Hey, how do you think this guy died? I would have guessed hit by a train. Anyway, let's get this train wreck underway. Let me just have a quick look at your bio. Past films, never seen it. Yeah, I think we're going to have to wing this one. Guys, are we ready? I don't think this guy has too much time left on Earth. Let's get stuck into it. Where'd he go?
That was very rude of him to walk out.
hardly anything to walk out over.
No, that's true.
So Josh, it's actually, stick around. We've got Game of Thrones coming up. A shot in the dark. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative. Rain's kind of simmering down a bit out there, Zach.
It is. It is. Probably not for everyone, though, Josh.
No.
Because storms do move from place to place.
They do. So 3221097. Let us know if the storm's over you.
We're tracking the storm.
That could be
We're
the...
not tracking the storm.
No, of course
don't
not. That would be
call
silly.
Call us and tell us where it is. Just listen to the Weather Channel or...
Call us, but we don't want to know anything about the storm.
That's true.
If you've got any news that is regarding anything storm-related, we'll just hang up on you. We'll just say goodbye.
See ya.
Won't even say goodbye, just hang up
and
pretend they never called. Zach, Game of Thrones is coming up a little bit later. Really excited about this one, too.
Very excited.
It's the just a little insight for everyone. It's we've got two toilets here in the station building. Both filthy. Every time we come here, they're absolutely the most... We broadcast at the end of a cleaning cycle, so we see them at their absolute worst.
We do.
Switching on Brisbane, a little bit less, because they're on before us.
They are. They get about an hour cleaner than us.
And let's talk about bloody breakfast shift.
Oh.
I mean, they come into pristine toilets.
They eat their breakfast off the toilets. That's why they're the breakfast shift. So, they're here before anyone else.
So Zach aptly named this game Game of Thrones. Obviously, we'll probably get sued for that one, but...
bring it on, we got nothing to take.
What are they going to do, take our mics?
Oh, no!
I'll just yell.
Mics are for wimps.
But, so we're looking forward to that. So Zach's going to go in and find out... he's got one of the two. It's a bit of a game of chance.
Yeah,
so
50-50. We could just flip a coin.
Could flip a coin, but this one's a little bit more exciting. Plus, there's some production to it. So,
exactly.
Can't put production to a coin flip.
Well, you could.
Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative.
Josh, and I asked you,
mm-hmm.
I'll ask the good people of Brisbane and internationally if you're podcasting or streaming online.
Thank you very much.
Have you noticed that elephants have been going cuckoo bloody cachoo lately?
I have noticed.
Yeah, everyone's noticed.
Look out my window, there's elephants just doing all sorts of nonsense. And I'm like, hang on a sec, what's going on here? Something in the air, perhaps?
Apparently, elephants are getting traumatised by poaching and habitat loss. And they're getting a bit of their own back.
Oh, they are?
They have killed 605 people. In Assam, I don't know where that is, but I mean...
Certainly not around here. Certainly not a fine suburb of our great Brisbane.
Thank goodness. between 1994 and 2006. That doesn't seem a lot.
No.
But when you think about it, that's elephants on people killing them. These are elephants who've seen their family members, and it says here, murdered before their eyes.
Oh, God.
But this is why I'd never ride an elephant. Because how do you know its history?
Yeah, exactly.
When you go to, I don't know where they do the elephant
Bali,
ridings.
Thailand.
Yep, or any of those places. The amount of YouTube videos I've seen and actively searched for elephant attacks village.
With joy in your heart?
No, not necessarily. But it's an amazing thing to see, is an elephant using its trunk as a weapon.
An elephant going buck wild.
Yeah.
That is really the definition of buck wild. When an elephant starts swinging his trunk around.
Picking people up and throwing them.
Do they ever pick them up and then slam them into the ground
with their
trunks?
They do. Good God.
Because elephants, they're quick.
They are quick.
I mean, you can't outrun an elephant, despite what you might think.
But they can't jump. So if you get it on a hurdle track, you will outrun it. And it'll be an embarrassing, shambolic display from the elephant.
It's Josh and Zach. Rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, and I think it's about time for the game.
The game of Thrones.
And just a little insight for anyone who hasn't heard it first or heard it earlier. We've got two bathrooms here at the Switch Studios. One and the other are both kept in the most ghastly of estates. Mm. And what I want you to do, Zach, is basically pop up, have a look at both the toilets. You can stretch your way there from where you are. It'll be a bit difficult with your headphones on, but yep. I'm sure you'll find a way to manage. You're going to pick which one the worst toilet is. So you open the first toilet up. You may peruse the toilet, see how disgusting it is, and then you have the chance to play on or say, yes, this would have to be the filthiest toilet. But what we're trying to do is basically bring awareness to this problem, because it is a problem. And maybe we can throw in an extra clean during the week or something like that. That's all we ask.
I don't know if that's in anyone who will listen to this as power.
I mean, if you are listening, we will take an extra clean. Maybe the start of the weekend. That way we don't have to be traumatized every time. So let's kick it off with this.
There are two toilets in this radio station.
Each more filthier than the last.
It's a game of chance. Will Zach be able to pick the dirtier toilet? This is Josh and Zachary's Game of Thrones.
As Zach finds his way to the bathroom, of course. don't know which one he'll open first. It's left or right. And having a bit of trouble with the headphones there, Zach.
Yeah, obviously. I don't reach the boy in the toilet.
So, you're out the front of which toilet, Zach?
Out the front of toilet number one.
Zach's found himself out the front of toilet number one, and as he opens it, he sees... ghastly.
Oh, that is a horrible toilet.
So you've got the chance to play on.
I'm going
to
deem that the dirtiest.
You reckon that's the dirtiest one?
The dirtiest toilet.
We're going to lock that one in. Toilet number one, of course, being the dirtiest toilet. Now, Zach, if you will, open toilet number two.
That's a pretty bad one.
Yep.
But it's got a meat pie sort of smell. It's got a...
That one's actually got a an almost aromatic sense about it.
Yeah.
Something that if it came to the dinner table, you wouldn't turn it away immediately.
Kind of like a stroganoff.
You'd go, huh? What is that? Oh. So I'm going to go the first one was probably
the first one,
worst.
The dirtiest toilet.
You have selected the correct toilet. You may now fight beside me in the Battle of York.
Good news for you, mate.
Well, I don't know if I want to fight in the battle. Stop.
Well, Zach, I want you to have a bit of a go at this question, because this question stirred a little bit of controversy this week. Mm. Why don't you have a listen?
Point values are double. We got top seven answers on the board. Name something a doctor might pull out of a person.
His finger. Am I wrong?
I mean, how'd they get in there in the first place? You don't have to act it out in real
time.
What's
a doctor pull out of someone? His finger.
Oh, guys, you're missing it all here. He's got the actions and everything, sound effects. What is something that you would pull out of a human being, Zach? A doctor would pull out of a human being. Anything come to mind?
Well, I already said.
Other than finger? Because that would cause controversy. Ooh,
well, I would have said a tooth, but that's a dentist, isn't it? Or an orthodontist.
Still considered a doctor, obviously not
in
the same realm.
Yeah, but. No. I wouldn't go to a... If you're on a plane and someone's having a heart attack and they yell out, is there a doctor on board? The dentist doesn't stand up and go, oh, I'm a dentist. Because he knows he's going to be told to get to sit
back
down,
sir.
We'll let you know when his tooth hurts. So, I'm not going to say tooth.
So, no tooth?
I'm not going to say the doctor's own finger because you won't let me have that answer for some reason.
I'll give you one of these for that one. It's not on the board.
What do you pull? A tumour?
You
pull a tumour out of a person.
You could probably pull a tumour out of a person. But, Zach, would they pull this?
A gerbil.
I mean...
But is it right? Let's have a listen.
I don't want to say it is.
Gerbil!
There you go. I thought that was either the buzzer or him fighting out a bunch of gerbils.
It's the Josh and Zach Show. Switch 1197. I mean, this music says it all. We're at the end of the show.
Wrapping up.
And a strong finish.
Strong finish. For
some would
strong
say the
start.
Strongest finish that we've ever had.
Yes, some would.
Thank you very much for the rain for bucketing down at the top end of our show. Mm. Other than that, we'll be back next week, 2 o'clock, 2 to 4. What else is there to do but this, Zach?
Stay beautiful, Brisbane.
We'll see you guys next week.
Ooh.